Welcome, friends. My name is Sophie, and I am a yoga health guide on her journey for truth, hydration, and wholeness. I am grateful our paths have crossed. Enjoy the episode. Good afternoon. It's Yogi Sophie. And little Smidgey's here, too. We are currently at the dog park, and we found a wonderful branch to sit upon and meditate and record this podcast for you. And today I'm thinking about making everything a meditation, while at the same time manifesting exactly the life that you dream of. And that's going to look different for everybody, and you should absolutely honor whatever that is. But a lot of us think that there's so many obstacles in the way to getting to living the life that we want to live. And while there may be obstacles, there may be certain things that have to fall away naturally, there is actually so much more that you can do to make your dream a reality. And so for me, you know, this looked like, I thought it looked a lot of different things. I've had many different dreams and visions in my past, and everything just seems to be shifting all again. But the thing is we don't want to just be striving for the future all the time. We don't want to think, oh, someday I'll get here, someday I'll have this, someday I'll feel that. It's never going to come. The day is now. The time is now. It's here. Nothing will remain the same when you realize that the power is all yours. That you can live this life of luxury in whatever way that looks like to you. You know, as long as it's staying true to your heart and who you are and is fulfilling your dharma here on this planet, you just have to go for it. For me, that means making a lot of time for nature. Me and Smidgey, now that the water is not freezing, we're just going to start walking up the river every day and meditating with each step, mindful of each step, feeling the water run through the toes, all the pebbles that get stuck in the shoes, and just enjoying everything that's around, the dogs, the plants, the people playing hide and go seek. You know, everything is a meditation and everything is beautiful and every moment is perfect. And this isn't to say that if you're in a painful place that you're just, you know, that you just have to stay there. There's always another side, and at the same time there are certain moments where we have to lean into it in order to fully express it so that we can therefore leave it behind. Ready? Freely. So, beginning to look at every minute detail of your life. And this is a skill that I happen to be good at. I have dogs splashing all around me. You know, and maybe you need somebody in your life to help you look at these things and make the changes so that you can live that dream reality, you know? What is it in your budget? What habits aren't serving you? What timelines aren't serving you? What goals aren't really serving your highest purpose? There are so many goals that I had that I've just eradicated because I realized that it had actually nothing to do with who I needed to be, who I am. And that is such a lift off my chest. Looking at the budget, if money's a thing, looking at the budget, figuring out what is actually necessary here, and what are you paying for that's actually contributing to you staying in the lifestyle that you aren't fulfilled in. For example, memberships to all the DoorDash things and the Grubhubs and delivery services, get rid of it. You know, you'll be less tempted to spend money out on junk food and waste, you know, 2, maybe 3 hours of work on just like a couple crappy meals. If you have to look at the delivery fees, that was a big, big step for us personally, you know, and other things could be, you know, it could be relationships, if there's relationships that are working, if there's relationships that aren't, begin to visualize what your life would be like without this or with this. And what do you want your relationships to look like currently? Are they enough? Do they have room to grow? Is there a gap that needs to be closed? I'm in a phase where I just keep shedding and shedding and shedding things that aren't serving my highest, greatest good. And it's making life so simple. And yet so vital. So beautiful. So wherever you are today, make sure to take time to do something that fills your heart up. I want you to actually go ahead and right now, wherever you are, except driving, close your eyes. And I know it's corny, but you're putting your hand on your heart. And just take a moment, sink into your seat or into your feet. A big breath. Let it go. And I want you to think of what you've done today or what's come to you today, what you've experienced. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. I want you to think, what is it today that has filled you up? What is it that has put a smile on your face, joy in your heart, contentment for your soul? Close your eyes and feel into that. Visualize it, taste it, smell it, fully experience it over again until that grin is right back on your face again. Until you feel your heart maybe skip a beat, bouncing up and out of your chest. It could be that really good cup of coffee you made. It could be waking up feeling rested or a moment with the child. It could be just watching the river. It could be seeing someone help somebody else while you were on your morning commute. Beauty is everywhere. Soak it in. Saturate yourself in it. It is yours. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. We'll see what happens this weekend with internet connection as I will be camping, living my best life. And you may or may not have podcasts throughout the weekend, but if not, they will just all be uploaded on Monday. Chase your happiness, loves. It's always around. Namaste.